Hello everyone, my name is Alexander Morgado and today I'm going to talk about how Modern Manager is used in mobile phones running the upstream Linux kernel. I will first explain how Modern Manager fits in the stack of applications in the operating system. Then I will detail how the project has evolved into a tool that can be integrated in phones. And finally, I will go into detail of three major features that are available right now in the last release of Modern Manager 1.18, but which are not really being used yet and are probably very useful for mobile phones. But first, let's talk a bit about me. I work as a freelance developer. Companies usually hire me to develop new stuff in Modern Manager, new features, prepare custom W1 related integrations, or really any kind of thing. I've done multiple new OpenWRT or Jocto setups, new drivers for USB devices, custom hardware integration, so really any kind of thing. I have a degree in telecommunications engineering from the University of the Basque Country, which is really why I like playing with all of these technologies so much. And I'm also a father of three, 5, 3, and 1 years old, so you can imagine that I don't have really much free time left for any other thing. And the little free time left that I have, I try to spend it maintaining Modern Manager, libqmi and libmvim. I do code reviews, I analyze bugs, I reply to emails in the mailing list, and I do new releases and so on. Okay, so let's start by looking at how Modern Manager fits in the operating system first. So I wanted to first give an overview of what the telephony stack looks like in Android devices, so that we can then easily compare it to what Modern Manager does. In the left side of the image, we can see the Android kernel exposing a set of control and data ports to user space, where they are managed by a vendor-specific radio interface layer. This layer is usually implemented by the vendor itself. It could even be a proprietary application and provides the custom communication with the modem. For example, Huawei devices may have a native-based modem management through a serial port, but then devices based on Qualcomm socks may do QMI-based modem management via shared memory, so any kind of communication type. The vendor radio interface layer is used by the Android radio interface layer daemon, which is the one providing the generic Android logic to perform telephony operations. And finally, this daemon is the one that exposes the Android telephony API that other applications can use, which is done in Java. Then in the right side of the image, we can see a very similar picture. We have the upstream kernel in the bottom, which exposes control and data ports, as in the Android case. But then these ports are controlled in user space by Modern Manager and its vendor-specific plugins. One of the main differences with Android is that the Modern Manager plugins are all free software. They are all integrated in the Modern Manager codebase, and most of them are even written by the Modern Manager developers themselves. We have some plugins that are being developed by the vendors, but there are not so many. And so all in all, Modern Manager is kind of a replacement of the Android radio interface layer daemon, which also provides its own API in DBaaS this time, that other user applications like Network Manager or GNOME calls can use. But how did we get here? Modern Manager is quite an old project. I listed here all the dates for the major stable releases we have done in the project. The first one, 0.3, it was in 2010. But the code base started even earlier. I mean, around 2007, I think it was. At that time, it was part of Network Manager instead of being a separate project. In the very beginning, the major use cases were supporting USB dongles, PCMCIA cards, and also some mini PCI cards that would be integrated inside laptops. Then when I joined the project, sometime in between 0.4 and 0.6, I think it was around 2011, I worked on adding support for serial modems. Now we have not lost any of those use cases. We still support USB dongles, PCMCIA cards, mini PCI cards, and even serial modems. And since then we have added support for new types of devices like mixed CDMA and LTE devices. And we have also worked on integrating Modern Manager in new setups, like the work we did around 2016 to integrate Modern Manager in OpenWRT. Then finally, in the most recent years, a lot of people have put a lot of effort in making Modern Manager usable in phones, like the LibreM5 in the picture. But it's worth noting that even if we take it for granted that it's model manager is a good way to provide a telephony stack, it wasn't originally designed for that in mind. We have reached the point where we are now because multiple different developers around the world decided to move this forward. And we're going to see some of those events here. For example, we didn't have a voice interface implemented until 2015. Then two developers from a company called Sadel in Italy, they required to have voice call support in their systems using Model Manager. I believe they wanted to use it in some kind of embedded system in trains, so nothing to do with phones. And they implemented support for the generic interface in the Daemon, and they also implemented detailed call support in the Huawei plugin. Then fast forward 3 years, at this time, I was the one needed to support the voice calls. It was a completely different setup. I was hired by a Chinese company called NIO that uses Model Manager in their electric vehicles. And they require to support voice communication, not only for the normal voice calls by the driver.